We want to thank you for listening today. This audio sermon is a ministry of Faith Baptist Church, a place where you belong. Now let's listen to the message of truth from God's Word.
Well, I'm so glad you are all here tonight. Thank you for your faithfulness and excited about this month and all that it holds for us. Appreciate Pastor Micah stepping up and filling in for Pastor Chad. Can we thank him for that? I know that... I'm really grateful for all of the staff members that we have here. Brother Josh is on vacation, and normally when Pastor Chad is in here leading music Wednesday night and doing things in here with us, Josh does music over there, and Josh is actually away. I think he gets back on Thursday, and so Chad said, I need to be with the youth tonight doing music over there, and so Pastor Micah slipped in here and took care of that for us tonight. It's a great, great month here in our church. Really, tonight sort of gets the ball rolling. Sunday, we'll really kick things into high gear. There's a lot of things happening the remainder of this month, and the way this month has worked out, there's just some really neat things. I want to urge you to do several things. First of all, if you got a letter, make sure you actually read the letter. Can I just get a witness? Okay? Because here's what happens. Somebody come up and say, oh, I didn't know we were doing that. And the joke is, how many ways can you ignore us, right? We send the letter, we do the worship guide, we do the PowerPoint, we do the announcement, and people are like, I didn't know that was happening. There is a lot of things happening, okay? So read the letter, hang on to your monthly worship guide. There's going to be weekly inserts with things that are going to be happening, guest speakers that are going to be here, our friend and family day. There's a lot of things that are going to transpire this month, and so I want to encourage you to make sure you take the time. Make sure you're plugged in, and this month's theme is engage. So it would just make sense if we would all what? Engage, okay? You're going to be hearing a lot more about this Sunday. I'm kicking off a three-week series. It'll begin this coming Sunday called, guess what? Engage, and it's called Join the Movement, and you're going to hear a lot more about that this Sunday. Our goal this month on every Wednesday night, this coming Sunday night, Ken Lowe, a veteran missionary who has been in Portugal for years, he's now stateside, has planted a church, it's now growing, and he's just an amazing, amazing man, a good friend of mine as well. Ken is going to be with us Sunday morning. He'll be teaching at both growth group times, 9:30 and 11. You do not want to miss that. He'll be over in the chapel, and then he will join us Sunday evening. He'll be preaching to us Sunday night. And then, of course, next Wednesday, he will also be speaking to us as well. Very gifted communicator. You're going to love him. He's been here before. It's been a little while, but you're going to love Ken. And then, of course, every Wednesday night, we're trying to introduce a new missionary, not just by having one here. We actually have a live missionary here tonight. Did you know that? We actually got one here, all right? And I'm going to introduce him in just a few minutes. But before I do, one of the other things we're trying to do each Wednesday night is to kind of bring you up to speed on some of the missionaries that are just doing some amazing things. And not that none of them are doing nothing. Some of them, God has just over the years done some phenomenal things. And one of the missionaries that we support here, and to me personally, this missionary has been one of the most amazing guys I have ever met and known to do mission work. And it is Brother Smith, Brother Vernon Smith. And he is in Tanzania. How many of you know where Tanzania is? It is in East Africa. And he has been there since 1988. Now, the thing is, he has seen this country go through complete change over multiple times. Since he's been there, several churches have been planted. They minister regularly in multiple services every single week. They teach in 13 public schools monthly. Let me just let that sink in for a minute. 13 public schools monthly. They facilitate a Bible mission as well as a medical clinic. They also have a Christian school that currently has a waiting list of people desiring to be a part of that. And then, of course, they have a children's ministry orphanage home there in Tanzania as well. If you, when you leave the main worship center in here, when you exit and you come out of here and you turn left and you head out of the building, you know that's kind of our mission wall. And on there are pictures of all of our missionaries. And we have a lady here in our church. She's not going to like me after I say this, but Donna Woods. Can we thank her for the great job she does? She All of the missionary letters that you see that get onto the board, she goes through that. She meets with Pastor Micah, and she tries to make sure everything is kept up to date as best as possible. Now, sometimes communication can be slow. We're working on doing some things to develop that and make that a little bit better communicative-wise. But all of the missionaries out there that you see, we try to put a letter out there so you can stay well-informed of what's going on. And if you ever take the time, and I want to encourage you to do so, read Brother Smith's letter. It is always packed with stuff that is going on. I mean, when you read about what God is doing there, it's absolutely amazing. Just recently, they had over 200 salvation experiences at this event that they did. And, you know, his son is actually a pastor now in Virginia, right outside of Liberty University. There's a church there, and he became the pastor. And just an amazing family, an amazing story, an amazing man of God being used by him in Africa. And so we contacted him this last couple of weeks and said, hey, we're doing our missions month emphasis, and we want you to be a part of that. Would you help us? Now, time is a struggle as far as trying to do something live, and Brother Smith is—he's really for his. I have to be careful how I say this. For his age, he's very techie. All right, and so what we did was we said, "Would you put a video together?" And he said, "I sure will." So he put this quick, short burst video together, and here is Brother Smith. I hope you'll be encouraged by this video tonight.
Hello, friends at Faith Baptist Church. My name is Vernon Smith, and together with my wife Mary, we're your missionaries in Tanzania, East Africa, for these past 27 years. You've been a faithful part of our ministry because of your faithful prayers and financial support. To date, the Lord has blessed us with 2 city churches, 17 village churches, all started within these years. I'm standing on the compound of the Bible Baptist Church of Olorient, where I'm currently the senior pastor. We have an English medium Christian primary school, a medical clinic, 2 doctors, 4 nurses, lab techs, a number of support staff. God has graciously blessed us with an amazing youth and camp program with many young people accepting Christ each and every month. Thank you, Faith Baptist Church, for all that you do. Remember, we couldn't do what we do if you didn't do what you do. God bless.
Pretty awesome, right? So we are planning, and do not hold me to this, but we are working at doing a missions trip to Africa in the coming years. We had one sort of planned with the Telmans, but it didn't quite work out, and so we're still trying to work that trip, whether it's to Tanzania or to where the Telmans are, which is in Uganda, which isn't too terribly far apart, although in African being far apart, it's far apart, all right? So we are looking into that. We do have a missions trip planned for next year. One of the Wednesdays during our missions month, Pastor Mike is actually going to challenge us about short-term mission trips, and he's taken several now here in the church, and I want to encourage you, if you haven't taken a missions trip, or maybe you've taken one somewhere else, you haven't taken one here with Faith Baptist, let me urge you to become a part of that team and go over there. We're glad tonight that we can be so involved in missions. And tonight we have, as I mentioned, we actually have a real live missionary family here with us. And so Dan and Patty Peters are here. They're right here. Would you welcome them? They're right up at the front here. And I don't think Dan's going to get too much into this, I'm not sure, but many of you know, and I don't want to camp on this, but many of you know, a little while back, Dan went through what most people would consider a nightmare that would not end. He was falsely accused while he was there in Hungary and was imprisoned for many months. Was just a brutal, brutal time. He would like to spiritualize it and say that he was the Apostle Paul, but we know better than that, all right? So this person who accused him was later found out that she was lying. A long investigation, his name was cleared, he was exonerated, he was given back his passport and everything else, and was finally able to reunite with Patty and leave the country. And I'll be honest with you, and I said this to the staff, you know, I even had kind of intimated this with you, Dan. I said, I don't know that you'll go back to Hungary. I said, I never thought he would go back after that. I mean, the nightmare that it was, the horrendous thing that it was, I thought, I don't know that Dan will ever go back. And then I got this letter, and he said, we're making preparations to go back. And I thought, he's lost his mind. I mean, and yet he's gone back. He's continued the work. He's continued back there. He's continued to make connections, continued to build the ministry. And he and Patty have been so faithful there. Despite all of the hardship and all the ugliness that was. And so tonight, a couple things are going to happen. I'm going to invite Patty to come at this time, and I think she's going to come and give a brief testimony. And then when she's finished, there's a video that Dan has that he is going to show, and then Dan's going to come and bring us a challenge. And so would you make them both welcome as they come to the platform?
Thank you, brother. Well, good evening, everyone. It's good to be back at Faith Baptist Church, and what God has, how God has blessed the church is just beyond, I don't know what. From the time over at the old building across the street and down a little bit until now, many people have been saved, and we thank the Lord for your faithfulness in our praying for us and for your faithfulness in supporting us over the year. I think the church started supporting us around 1978. Pastor Bill, and I can't remember his last name, he was a pastor at that time. And so we thank the Lord for that. You know, a lot of times the wives don't get to travel with the husbands because they're home taking care of the children. Well, we are empty nesters. And so Patty gets to travel with me. We're on the beginning of a three-week trip. We're here in Florida on Friday the 13th. We go out to Portland, Oregon, and then back to, for a missions conference, and then back to Tulsa for a missions conference, and then we get to go home for a week, and then up to Chicago for another missions conference. So we're traveling extensively. But I'd like Patty to give a word of testimony at this time.
Yoshtek kivanok, mendikinek.
Huh?
Ah, otvana majorok.
Yoshtek kivanok. I better behave and do a good translation here. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We want to thank you for your many, many prayers for us.
And
we ask that you pray more for us.
Thank you for supporting us.
Okay. She threw a new one in for me. Thank you for your support over the years. And I have one more little itty-bitty thing I would like to say.
I can speak English, too.
Take that back to Micah. We're going to show the video at this time. And then what I want to emphasize is on the back of the table in the lobby, we have prayer cards with our new website and our email address. But the most important thing on this prayer card is found in the front. It says, when you're hungry, pray for hungry. So let's have the video. Hello, I am Dan Peters, and this is my wife, Patty. We are church-planting missionaries in Eastern Europe in the country of Hungary. We are located in the city of Szolnok, population 80,000, about 62 miles southeast of Budapest. We have begun our 44th year of missionary service planting churches first in Papua New Guinea and now in Hungary. Szolnok is an old city originating around 1540 or so as a small farming village on the second largest river in Hungary, the Tisza River. It has a famous landmark which is the longest walking bridge over water in all of Europe. Szolnok is a predominantly Roman Catholic city in need of the gospel of Jesus Christ. When a contractor starts to build a building, he must have the blueprints drawn up before construction begins. The first item to build is a proper foundation for the building to set upon. Then the building must be fitly framed together to make a strong, lasting building. Finishing off the building requires much work inside and outside, with the finished product being a beautiful building. In church planting, it's important to build upon the proper foundation, which is Jesus Christ. Without a proper foundation, the church will fall down when the storms of life come around. When we started Bible Baptist Church in 1999, we built upon the right foundation, Jesus Christ. Today, our church has wonderful facilities while being located on the busiest road leaving Szolnok.
The biggest blessing is that the church property is completely paid for and debt-free. Thank you to our churches and supporters for helping us make this debt-free. One important part of our ministry has been to build up the saints. We have done this through different aspects of our ministry. We are using unique outreach opportunities such as a monthly English club. Many children are learning English in the schools, and this affords us a time to offer English classes and tutoring to reach these children. Included in each class are games and handcrafts using English words and a Bible lesson teaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. Many children have heard the gospel for the very first time. We also have a baseball family camp each summer, using baseball as a way to reach a younger generation. Baseball was not allowed under communism because it was a Western sport. Today, there are 28 active baseball teams in the country. Baseball has become a popular sport. We also use special days to reach out to the people of Sono. These special services include Valentine's dinners, Easter programs, Children's Day program in May, church picnics, back to school for the children when they receive school supplies, a fall festival for the teens and children, bowling parties, our annual Hungarian Thanksgiving Day, and Christmas programs. Two of our most important ministries in the church are our Sunday services and our Friday night Bible study, where we study the Bible using expository preaching and teaching and equipping the saints.
Our ladies play an active role in all the ministries of our church, which include monthly ladies' meetings and recently a mother-daughter tea. Each meeting includes games, crafts, and Bible study.
God has blessed us this term with the baptism of Janosch. His wife Susan is also one of my translators. Their 5-year-old daughter Veronica is one of our Sunday school children. One of the highlights this year was voting in Zoltan Ferenczi as the associate pastor. God gave us his family back in 2002. He has been my main translator. I have been teaching him and mentoring him since they were saved and follow the Lord in believers' baptism. What a blessing to know that one day he will become the pastor of Bible Baptist Church. What does the future hold?
We will continue to reach out to people, building relationships with them through personal witnessing, becoming friends with them, and encouraging them any way we can.
People are looking for something today, and that is Jesus Christ. We want to tell them about Christ, win them to Christ, and then teach and mentor them for God's honor and glory. Thank you for your prayers and support these past 43 years. God bless each of you.
As you see, we've been busy, and we've been there now. We began our 44th year as missionaries. We were 20 years in Papua New Guinea, and then the Lord led us to leave, and we've been 22 years now in Hungary. And we've had our ups and downs, but you know what? God is faithful, and it's because you all have been praying for us. I really like the missionary display out there. That is fantastic. And stop and take a minute and read some of those letters or just read one paragraph. And by the way, Vernon Smith and I are very good friends. We were in several missions conferences. And yes, you're right, he's looking older. You can tell him that if you want. We arrived home about nine and a half weeks ago, and we'll be here through July next year, reporting to our churches. We lost about 4 of our churches, which amounted to about $200 a month support. So pray with us that God will make up that that shortfall in our support. Open your Bible with me tonight to Psalm 119, verse number 25. Psalm 119. Verse number 25. This is the story of King David. He had gone through a real rough time because of his sin with Bathsheba. His baby son had died. He repented of his sin. He asked God for help. And God blessed him. He also asked God to enlarge his heart. We read in verse number 29, "Remove from me the way of lying and grant me thy law graciously. I have chosen a way of truth. Thy judgments have I laid before me. I have stuck unto thy testimonies, O Lord. Put me not to shame. I will run the way of thy commandments when thou shalt enlarge my heart." This month here at Faith Baptist, you're going to engage, and I want to encourage you to enlarge your hearts, just like David asked the Lord here. He promised to God that he would teach others God's ways, and he ended up doing that. He said he would run, "I will run the way of thy commandments." In other words, "I'm going to follow you, Lord, your commandments, when you enlarge my heart." David made a promise. Many times you and I make promises, but do we always keep them? We need to keep those promises that we make to the Lord. And so we want to see how this all applies to our heart tonight. The Great Commission holds each one of us responsible to make sure that people in our generation, everywhere around the world, have a chance to hear the gospel and to accept Christ or reject Christ. So we need to enlarge our hearts and increase our faith. What a blessing that is. Faith Baptist Church, increase your faith as you engage to enlarge your hearts this month of missions. Missions is the best investment this side of eternity. You know, many people make a lot of money in their lifetime, and and then when they die, the kids fight over it or family fights over it, and it just gets wasted many times. Why not make an investment in eternity, in the souls of men and women, teenagers and boys and girls? Because one day, we're all going to stand before the judgment seat of Christ, and we're going to receive those gifts for our faithfulness. The Bible says, if you just give a cup of water in my name, you will also receive a reward. Just a cup of water. What a blessing that is. Missions is not a program. Missions is people. People around the world. Missions is not technology. I don't have my technology up here. It's down there. But missions is not technology. It's living people. I hope many of you get to go to Africa next summer. It will change your life. It will change your whole complete outlook on life and your whole philosophy of ministry, whatever you are doing for the Lord here. Because people everywhere without Christ are lost and going to hell. And we have a responsibility to get that gospel out around the world. We're doing it in several different ways in Hungary. Our duty as churches, our duty as individuals, is to do everything possible that we can do to get the gospel out to the world. Excuse me. We recently, back in the 1st of June, we had two pastors from New York, near Albany, New York, come and help us pass out a brochure. This is one of our church brochures. We had it printed up. The other missionary that's there had it printed up. And on the inside is Ford Porter's God's Simple Plan of Salvation, translated into Hungarian. What a blessing. We had 5,000 of these brochures, and we passed, the pastors and the other people helped pass out these. In Hungary, we can put gospel tracts, we can put John and Romans in every mailbox in Hungary, and it's not against the law. So these two pastors, they came over just to help us pass out these brochures. We passed out 5,000 of them. Our immediate neighborhood around the church has a population of 20,000, and then the village right down from us is called Rakosifalva, and there was about 10,000 people there. And so they were able to pass out 5,000 invitations to come to Bible Baptist Church, Biblia Baptista Julekazet. Julekazet means assembly, so Bible Baptist Assembly. What a scriptural term that is. And we want you to pray that God will use this, because So far, we've not had one reply about the brochures that were passed out. That's how hard it's getting in Hungary to get the gospel out. We have an opportunity to use this little bridge track. It's the simple bridge track where sinners are on one side, heavens on the other, and people try all kinds of things, good works and money and baptism and church membership, and that's not enough to get across. But the cross of Jesus Christ is the way to get across the gap there. And we have an opportunity to have these printed up. And so we'd like you to pray that God will give us the finances for being able to pass these out. This is just one way to plant the seed of the Word of God. We want to enlarge our hearts. We want to increase our faith. And I want to challenge you to trust the Lord by faith to give more this year to missions than you've ever done before. Ladies and gentlemen, you know what's going on in the world. You know the troubles. You know all about the earthquakes in diverse places, hurricanes, tornadoes. We've just went through Hurricane Irma down here. My mom, 97 years old, she came here to Faith Baptist several times. Mom had never evacuated until Irma came. So they went to Dallas, and she just got back yesterday at 6 o'clock, and we flew in and got back here about 9:30 last night. So we know the airport quite well from last night to today. But we want to enlarge our hearts and increase our faith. I want to challenge you to enlarge your hearts, engage and enlarge your hearts and increase your burden for lost people across the street and around the world. That was our missions theme this year for our missions conference back in March. Across the street and around the world. What a blessing to be able to challenge our people. Yes, we're a small congregation. We have 30 members, and we'll have 12 to 15 that will come every Sunday. We have tried and tried to get more, but the Lord knows, and He's going to bless in the future, and more people are going to come. The Great Commission is to go. It's not a great suggestion. It's the Great Commission. I remember just recently one of the pastors here in town, Ellis Pond. Some of you might know Ellis and Sherry. They just came to visit us in May, and so we took them over to Romania. But Patty is doing some voluntary teaching of English at the local language school just right close to the church. And she has a student named Fazikash Zoltan. That's a good Hungarian name. Fazikash means what, Patty? Potter. So Zoltan Potter, it would be a good translation for his name. And so he came to church, right, on the last Sunday that I was there and preached. He came to church and heard the gospel for the very first time. He was not much of a background of anything. Hungary is predominantly a Catholic, Roman Catholic country, but not many people even go to the Catholic Church today. And so Zoltan's a semi-professional fisherman. He goes into these big fishing tournaments, and so he set it up for Ellis and Sherry and Patty and I to go fishing right there in Sonok, on the Tisa River horseshoe area, it's called the Tisa Holt, which means the dead holt, the dead Tisa, I mean. They put a dam up there, and it's just a lake. So we went fishing, and we were able to fellowship with him and continue to make that relationship and build that relationship. Right now, Zoltan and his sister are in Spain, at the top part of Spain, and they are taking a pilgrimage across Spain, about 1,000 kilometers. Oh, thank you, brother. My voice is needing this. They are taking a pilgrimage across Spain right now as we're talking. They're about 100 or 200 kilometers from finishing this. And we've been keeping in contact with him through Facebook. And he said, you know, I'm tired. We've been walking and walking and walking. I'm tired. But when we get back to Sonok, I'm going to come back to your church. You see, he's looking for something. We know what he's looking for. He's looking for the Lord. But he's trying to find it his way. And so pray for Zoltan Fazikas, that God will work in his life and that we'll be able to see him trust Christ as his Savior. I remember years ago when we were in Papua New Guinea, we went to a village called Nupagimi Village. And we were taking about 1 ton of wood back there to put the floor in the church building they had. We got that project done, and that night after the service was over in the church, one of the little old ladies, she stood about this tall. She asked the pastor, "I would like to have the missionaries over for supper at my house." And so he said that we were going to go over to her house. Now, this is a thatched roof hut. I had to bow down to get into it. Right in the middle of the floor was the fireplace where they cook and heat. And as the smoke rises up, it goes through the grass of the thatched roof hut and goes out, so you don't choke too much in the smoke. Well, when the smoke goes up, things begin to fall down. And I thought, well, it's pieces of the thatched roof are falling off. Nope, it was cockroaches. So we were here at Tibia's house, and she had not cooked dinner yet. She was cooking a pot of rice and had a can of fish, and we were going to have rice and fish, and it was delicious. While the food was cooking, we began to talk to her about the Lord. And I asked her, I said, "Tibia, do you have Jesus Christ in your heart?" She said, "Oh, no, missionary, no." I said, "Why?" "Oh, it's too dark inside here. God doesn't love me." And so we began to show her from the scriptures, and we were talking through the national pastor. I was speaking in Pidgin English. He was speaking in a village dialect because she didn't know Pidgin English. And, "Oh, missionary, it's all dark inside. God can't forgive me." So I asked the pastor, what's she talking about? And he said that when Tibia was a young lady, she was a practicing cannibal. Now, that's really gross when we think of that, cannibalism. But it was real there in Papua New Guinea. Last reported case of cannibalism was way back in 1972, and it was in a remote mountain village up in the mountains. New Guinea is just as modern now as here. In fact, I'm on Facebook with about 65 Papua New Guineans who are children and grandchildren of the people we worked with when we were there in New Guinea. What a blessing. So I began to talk to her again. I said, "Tibia, God can forgive you anything you've ever done." "Oh, missionary, he can't forgive me." I said, "Yes, he can." And I shared with her the Romans Road and several other verses. I said, "Tibia, would you like to have that darkness gone and your heart filled with the light of the gospel of Christ?" She said, "Does God really love me?" And I said, "Yes, he does." And so through the pastor translating, Tibia prayed the sinner's prayer and asked Christ into her heart that night. And as soon as she finished her prayer, she got a big smile on her face. She said, "Missionary, missionary, the darkness is gone. It's all full of light inside." She got a good dose of salvation, amen. And you all had a part in that because you were supporting us as a church at that time. And so we were able to win a former cannibal to the Lord. We won some people to the Lord in Hungary, and so far not a former communist, but we're praying for that. That God will give us that opportunity. You see, we need to enlarge our hearts and increase our burden for lost people. We need to enlarge our hearts and engage and increase our pocketbooks to give to God's work of world missions. Missions isn't finances. Yes, we know it takes money to do work. It takes money to run this church. It takes money to send the missionaries. We know about the finances. But it's not finances, it's fruit to your account up in heaven. Amen? What a blessing that we're going to see many of these people. You're going to see Tibia up there in heaven. You're going to see, we're praying for Zoltan Fazikas. We're going to see him get saved, and we'll have the opportunity to disciple him and reach out to more people. God's going to provide your faith promise missions offering in one of three ways. Number one, he's going to decrease your expenses. Remember all the doctor bills and all the car repair bills and the house repair bills? Well, those expenses will decrease as God blesses you and giving your faith promise. Or number two, he'll give you an increase in salary. Now, I like that. I think everybody likes to have an increase in salary. Or number three, he'll give you the grace just to reach down in that pocket and just to give for world missions. I've done all three. Personally, I like the increase in salary, but that's just me. You see, we need to commit ourselves to pray, and I want to challenge you to do this. Commit yourself to pray for one missionary in the next 7 days. Get the names of the missionaries. Take one of our prayer cards, and when you're hungry, pray for hungry, and pray for one missionary in the next 7 days, and also pray for your pastor during these 7 days. He's got a big job of leading the church in all the ministries that you have done and are doing and will be doing in the future. And then we need to enlarge our hearts, and we need to engage, and we need to increase our love for the Lord Jesus Christ. When was the last time you said, "Jesus, I love you"? Now, every night as we're, Patty and I are going to sleep, the last thing I say to her, she said, "Honey, I love you." And she says, "I love you too." I said, "Good night." And we're off into La La Land. When was the last time you said, "I love you, Jesus"? "I love you, God." We need to do that every day, just like you do to your children, your wife, your husband, your grandchildren, just like you do to uncles and aunts and nephews and nieces. "I love you." Increase your love for the Lord Jesus Christ. This is the most important part of world missions, is to fall in love more with Jesus Christ, because Jesus died on a cross for our sins. If he had not died, we would not be here tonight. Someone came and talked to you about the Lord, or you read a gospel tract, or you heard a program on television or on the radio, or someone came knocking at your door to invite you to come to church. Praise the Lord for that person who did that. I was saved at Camp Kobiak in Prudenville, Michigan, back in 1962 as a teenager. And Camp Kobiak is still going today. Prudenville is way up in the northern part of the lower peninsula of Michigan, for those of you who are from Michigan. Any Michiganders here? Amen! Honey, I'm in good hands here. Patty's from Oklahoma. Any Okies here? Oh, one. Okay, good. So we need to increase our hearts. We need to engage and increase our love for the Lord Jesus Christ. And then lastly, we need to engage and we need to enlarge our hearts and increase our love for the church and for God's work. God has blessed Faith Baptist Church over the years, from the small building across the way to this beautiful campus that you have here. What does the future hold for you? More people coming to hear Christ, hear the gospel, more people saved, more teenagers to train and disciple, more children to win to the Lord, because these teenagers, these children are the next future leaders of this church. And if you fail to train them, if you fail to teach them, there's not going to be a Faith Baptist Church in the future. I hope the Lord comes back soon. I'm ready for it. Amen. With everything going on in the world and all that's going on here in America, wow, we're in the last days. It'd be great if he came back tonight. I don't know when he's going to come, but he's going to come soon. Missions is not a living career. It's a life serving God together as brothers and sisters in Christ. Jesus started the first church there in Matthew 16, 18. The church has a great commission to go into all of the world, and you have sent missionaries out around the world in your place. And I ask that you continue to support those missionaries and take on some new missionaries by faith. God will bless. God will supply the need. And pray for the missionaries, because every genuine disciple of Christ, that's us, We have the responsibility to get the gospel out. We have the responsibility to start churches around the world. We have the responsibility to print up some tracts and give them out so that people can hear the gospel of Christ. We have responsibilities to pray for the missionaries. And I want to challenge you to engage this month because, ladies and gentlemen, this month might be the month that Jesus comes back. How long are you going to live? We don't know. But while we're still living, while we're still serving, we need to occupy until he comes. Amen? And let's be found faithful to engage and enlarge. What kind of a heart do you have? Do you have a heart vision of people dying and going to hell? There's not much preaching on hell in our pulpits today. But that's what the Bible teaches. And whosoever's name was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. Revelation chapter 20. We need to be faithful, serving the Lord Jesus Christ. What will you do for missions this month as we engage together and enlarge our hearts?
Thank you again for listening to this audio sermon. We pray that it has been a blessing to you. For more sermons or if you have any questions, log on to www.fbcbelong.com.